Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Spooky nighttime stories, where we share your stories, my stories, stories of the ghosts, sometimes behaving badly, sometimes benevolently, sometimes doing all sex and that sort of thing and all. If you want to contact the show, contact me on the Patreon site as we share your spooky nighttime stories.
Line two, Jonathan, we've got Rachel on the line. Are you there, Rachel?
I am, Clinton, yes.
How are you, my love?
Well, I'm all the better for speaking to you today.
Well, I am sending good vibes down the phone lines. I've got... Who's that in here? Oh, I've got... do you remember Peter Ustinov?
I do, yeah.
He's here and he's sending... Oh. He's sending good vibes as well, aren't you? And he's sending good, friendly vibes.
Lovely.
And what he's doing is he's hoping that he can send down his anecdote vibes to make this vaguely interesting.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, still speaking, Rachel. And I'm hoping that that's going to be transported to you when you're ready, Rachel. Let's hear it.
You'd like my anecdote?
Yes, but a spooky anecdote. Johnny, music, please. Music, please. Go.
Right. Okay. Shall I start now, Clinton?
Well, yeah, before we get too bored, this has gone on too long already. Go, get on with it.
Well, I have actually got a spirit in the garden.
This is good. This is promising. Go on.
Well, when we moved into the house 6 years ago, yeah. I was out in the garden trying to remove a rose.
Right.
Now, as I bent over to pull the rose from out of the earth, I felt...
That's a joke.
I felt...
Oh, sorry.
A hand... on my bottom.
Right, slow down. Let me just picture that for a second.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
lovely. Bending over.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, I've got that.
Okay. I looked around to think perhaps it was my husband or, you know, neighbour. Anyway, nobody was there.
Right.
Anyway, it's got worse. It's constant. Every time I go into the garden, I feel an icy breeze across my face. I feel someone trying to touch my breast.
Buttocks, breasts.
Trying to touch my bottom.
Your bottom, yeah.
And it's got worse, actually, since I wrote to you.
Undercarriage as well? No.
Well, I did feel an icy finger yesterday when I was picking up some dropped pegs.
You felt so an icy finger. You didn't just accidentally brush against a bird bath or something, did you?
I don't think, no, right, definitely okay. Not a bird bath.
Right, and what did you say? Get off, sort of thing.
Well, I'm just a bit, you know, it takes me by surprise, Clinton. I'm not too sure what to do. That's
it's not one of your neighbours trying to widen the circle of his friends, is it?
No, I don't think so, no. There's definitely nobody there.
And what did you... So you felt an icy breeze, and do you sort of think, well, there's someone here, before you feel, you know, the finger or the you know, the touch of the buttocks?
Well, like I say, I have a look around, and there's never anybody there, but at the moment it happens, I feel there is somebody with me.
Bloody hell.
Yes.
And do you think it's a gentleman?
Well, I did speak to my neighbour about it, and she told me that the old man that used to live in the house some years back, he was a keen gardener.
And a dirty bastard.
He was a bit of a menace, yes.
And what was his name? Well, I suppose you can't libel someone who's already passed on.
Well, I do have his name.
Right, well, let's write it down. Let's see if I can get in contact with him.
Right, OK.
Can you tell me his name, please?
But me or Tarawak?
Hold on, Tarawak. Do you know his... Oh, Tarawak's nodding. Tarawak does... Me Eskimo guy, Tarawak is not... You're nodding. I'm going to send Tarawak to have a word with him, so...
Right, lovely.
What do you say his name is, Rachel?
Well, I've known him as Herbert.
All right, hold on. Tarawak, it's a Herbert. Herbert the pervert. Yeah. Tarawak is stroking his f***ing beard...
Oh.
And he's wagging his finger, which presumably what Herbert did at some point.
Yes.
And he says, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to have a word. Don't take it easy. Well, I'd say take it easy on him. He's already dead. He's going to have a word. Can I send Tarawak up to have a little word with him?
You can. That'd be fantastic. Yes, thank you.
Has he got green fingers, Herbert, in the garden? There's a joke in there somewhere. I don't know whether I want to go there. But can I just ask you this, Rachel?
Yes.
It's not a pleasurable experience, is it? It's appalling.
It's a really quite dreadful experience.
Well, oh, my darling, I'm so sorry. I feel like I've slightly belittled it.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, God, you sound a little bit upset. Tarawak, you were f***ing hiding! Rachel.
Yes?
Sorry, I feel I've made light of something that was not very nice.
No, Clinton, it's fine. Honestly, right. It's fine. Yes.
And how are your flowers?
Well, they're blooming marvellous at the moment.
That's nice.
But you see, I'm frightened to go out into the garden.
Yeah.
I want to cut some flowers, but I'm frightened I'm going to get molested.
Well, you don't want him out there fiddling with the clematis, do you?
I do not, no, absolutely not.
Has he shown any effort to help you with the, you know, the gardening?
Well, not really, no. I say, as soon as I get out there and I'm on my knees, you know, he's fiddling about and the gardening all stops. So
yes,
I'm not really getting much done.
Right, okay. Well, all I can say, my love, is I have heard of this before.
Right.
It has happened. I was at the Chelsea Flower Show quite recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I was bending over to... I was looking at some potted plants, actually, and there's a sort of greenhouse area you can buy them. And I'm sure I felt Percy Thrower come up right next to me and say, get your hands off it, you bastard. Get your f***ing hands off it, he said. And I said, all right, I'm not the greatest gardener. And it's such a shame because I always thought Percy, when you saw him on Blue Peter and what have you, I always thought he was pretty nice.
Well, he came across as a very nice man.
You know f*** all about flowers, he said, like that. And it was very, very rude.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He said, get back to your f***ing herbaceous body, you bastard. And I didn't like that because, you know, you pay your licence fee, you see these people on television, they're never quite as you imagine, are they?
No, they're not.
And I saw Charlie Dimmock there and she's changed and all.
Oh.
Now, Rachel, can I suggest this?
Yes.
Why don't you hang some garlic up?
Because
spirits do not like garlic.
Okay.
If it's someone like Percy Thrower, he's of that age. He probably didn't have much garlic in those days. It was all roast beef and spam, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was indeed.
And if this bloody gardener, I don't know whether... Hold on. Tarawak's come back. What did he say? Oh. What did he say? Oh, God, Tarawak's beaten the living shit out of him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he won't be troubling you again, my love.
Oh, that's Clinton.
He's got a couple of teeth stuck in his fists.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So,
don't worry. And he, what's that? Yeah, it's something about borrowing a hoe.
Oh.
There's another joke in there and all, but I won't mention.
Right.
Now, look, my love, good luck in the garden. Happy gardening.
Thank you so much.
Tend to your bush. Until,
I will.
Unless Herbert does. And I will be seeing you soon. Hopefully you're coming on tour. You're coming to see me on tour?
I am coming to see you in Stockton,
Oh, you are lovely. Listen, I'm so sorry if I've made light of this, and I hope it wasn't too crude.
No, it was absolutely wonderful.
But it has been dealt with, my love.
Thank goodness for that. Thank you.
That's lovely. And just a word, what's that? Yeah, your sweet peas should be flowering now,
Tarawak
says. Oh, what he knows about anything, I don't know, because he's dead 18th century Eskimo. What do you know about it? Yeah, you can do one and all. Listen, Rachel, thank you so much, my love, and I hope that is some comfort to you.
Oh, it is. You've made my day. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my love. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is a story about people who... Well, they're close to passing over to the other side, so I thought it was relevant. You know, being a pensioner isn't just about only enjoying the worst sitcoms on telly and idiotically voting us out of Europe. It's about more than that. What it's about is dignity. Harry is 80 years old and he lives in Bexhill-on-Sea. When his 22-year-old grandson Jamie broke up for the summer holidays from his worthless media studies degree, Harry was... delighted to see him in the seaside town. Jamie spun the old boy some rubbish about staying to help him because of his arthritis, but the truth was, Jamie was really there to get down the beach and pull some quality muff. Harry wasn't a fool. He knew Jamie didn't have the same interests. He certainly wouldn't want to spend all day sitting in Harry's living room talking about immigration, admiring his collection of crappy porcelain dolls a silly old bastard had wasted his pension on. Harry knew Jamie was there for... something else. And he was right. Jamie needed more beer money for his next term at college and wanted to impress his dad by being nice to Harry. There was pocket money in it, that was all. Oh, I expect it was great in the war and all that, said Jamie over tea, not really interested. I suppose it was much better in the old days when people respected each other, etc., etc. Hey, Grandad, he said in that stupid mockney voice he'd cultivated at college, not even listening to the reply and casually wondering if he'd get much in the will when the old fella died. And then one night, a couple of Harry's mates came round. Bert, who was 85, Fred, who was 88, and Mavis, 81. "You're going out for a booze up tonight," chuckled Jamie, thinking he was being lovably cocky with the old folk. "Yes, we're thinking about it," said Harry. "Probably not your style, but would you like to come?" "Oh, go on then," said Jamie, thinking he was doing them a huge favour, letting them hear his young stories. A young, carefree bloke, his whole life ahead of him with his tech speak and his moronically expensive trainers. "Yeah, why not? Might be a laugh." "No drinking me under the table, you lot. I bet you're a right bunch when you get together," he said patronisingly. Jamie never made it to the pub. On the way there, as he showed off to them about girls, as if none of them had ever had a poke in their long lives, they led him down a cul-de-sac where another couple of old fellas were waiting and kicked seven shades of shit out of him. "Unlucky, Jamie, you selfish little bastard. That'll learn you." It's a beautiful letter, I think you'll agree, and there's a message in there about the elderly. In the wise words of the Dalai Lama, don't be an arsehole to them.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation.
Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, welcome, friends. Let's go straight away to line four. Is Michael there? Hello, Michael.
Oh, Clinton, yeah, it's really good to hear from you.
Oh, that's nice. What can I do for you, old son?
Well, I've just got a bit of an issue with my house and a ghost, and I was hoping you could maybe give me some advice on what to do.
Okay, Johnny, he's got a ghost in the house. Stick the music on. Very spooky, very spooky.
Brilliant.
Yeah, shoot, Michael. What's the problem?
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous, Clinton. Is that okay?
Don't worry. Listen, nerves is something I live with every day. I mean, I got up the other morning, there was a fucking headless shape in my kitchen. I shit myself, I got to tell you. So nerves is my game, very much. Where are you phoning from anyway, Michael?
I'm phoning from a little village in Hertfordshire called St Albans.
I know it very well. St Alban, the patron saint of chartered accountancy, wasn't he?
Quite well, because I live here, I suppose, but, yeah.
Yeah. It's full of, posh people. Right. Michael, please take your time and discuss this ghost, which I'm assuming the ghost was in St Albans, was it?
Yes, it was, absolutely, yeah. Okay. Whether he's from St Albans originally, I don't know, but maybe, again, you can help if that's relevant.
Okay. It probably isn't. And stop wasting time. Get on with it.
Yeah. Sorry, Clinton. So basically, my wife and I decided we need a bigger house because our children are growing up, and my collection of Blu-ray DVDs is getting bigger. So we decided to buy a new house.
Blu-ray
DVDs.
Beg your pardon. I thought you were...
Beg
your pardon. Got to the bigger house so you can escape and knock one out. That's what I thought you were saying. Continue. Nice and slowly, so it goes with the mood.
Okay. After a day or two, I noticed that I was being woken up about 1 o'clock in the morning by the door banging.
Right.
And this went on for maybe 3 or 4 nights, Clinton.
Right, which door? Which door? The front door?
My front door was banging around about 1 o'clock every night.
Right, yeah.
So it was waking everyone up, obviously, but by the time I went down to investigate, there was no sign of anyone.
Yeah, what, you sort of pulled yourself away from the blue DVDs, staggered down the stairs.
Hmm. So what I decided to do, because he was waking everyone up, was basically just detach the doorbell,
right.
So this wouldn't happen anymore. But the next day, it carried on happening. So I wasn't really sure what to do. And in this time, I found out from a neighbour, my new neighbour, that the reason the house had been sold was because the previous owner, who lived alone,
right.
essentially just vanished one day. And never came back. So the house was empty for around 3 years, and the family presumed the owner was dead, and they decided to sell the house. And unfortunately, we were the unlucky people who ended up purchasing the house.
Right.
I probably would have bought the house if I would have known the previous residents had gone missing, Clinton.
Really?
Presumed dead.
Yes.
So I found that out. One of my friends said to me, why don't you get yourself one of these doorbells where... It films the motion, and you can see who's knocking the door, who's trying to ring the bell, and who it might be.
Absolutely right, yes.
So I installed this doorbell and tested it worked, and I could see it was filming the outside of my house.
Go and, on. Yes.
Yeah. One morning, I woke up and I noticed there was a notification on my phone. There was motion outside my door at 1 o'clock in the morning, which
right,
was the same time this knocking was happening.
Right.
You with me, yeah?
Yes, very much so, yes.
Yeah, good. So basically, I viewed the video. Whitey C. Clinton was an old man coming towards the front door, staggering towards the front door, yeah, trying to get into the house.
God.
And then banging the door and then giving up and walking away.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was really quite worried at this point, Clinton. I thought it was a psychopath in the neighbourhood or something. But
like a vagrant or something.
Possibly, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Could have been.
Yeah.
But it's St Albans.
Not in St Albans, that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
but, yeah, no, that would be out of the question. It would probably more likely be someone coming around wanting to buy your house and getting in there nice and early.
Yeah,
or,
Or maybe a homeless person from Watford or something that's found its way to St Albans.
They were not allowed out there. They're shot, aren't they, when they go over the border?
I hope so.
Electrocuted. Yeah, go on. That's what you should have done.
So.
Just attach an electric flipping pulse to your doorbell. That's normally how it works where you live, isn't it?
We can resort to that. We can resort to that should we need to, yeah.
Go on, and what did he look like, this old man?
He was short, he was hunched, he had poor mobility. I asked the neighbour what the previous resident looked like, and when she described him to me,
that was it
very much was like this person knocking the door at that time of night.
Do you think, are you saying to me that you do believe that is spirit? Or is it, you know, some poor chap who's, you know, maybe escaped some sort of sheltered accommodation and is desperately trying to get his house back?
Well, possibly, but I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't really sure what to do next, Clinton. So, what I decided to do was to wait by the door around about 1 o'clock.
Right, go on, go on.
So rather than, you know, check the next day on the video, but I'd actually be there at the time when the door was knocking and see who was there.
Right.
So I was there at 12:59, anxiously waiting for this door to ring. And then
set the scene nice and quiet. You're there at 12:59. I stood by the door.
Just waiting by the door, 12:59, anxiously. I had a weapon with me, Clinton, just in case.
What did you have?
Well, it was just an empty DVD box. It's all I could really find at the time.
Empty DVD box in one hand, in the other. Go on.
I was anxious. I was grabbing those areas. You know what it's like. When you're kind of a bit anxious, you do have a bit of a fondle, don't you?
I know when there's goodies
around. Down a bit. So, the time came. The clock struck one.
And
sure enough, the door started rattling. The bell started ringing.
Go on.
So I opened the door, Clinton, and no one there, but a huge rush of wind hits me.
Is this true?
Yeah, it was like a breeze had kind of come into the house and then it stopped.
And was it the breeze of an old man? Did it smell of Werther's or talcum powder?
It was a bit Fausty.
Fausty.
But then it stopped and it was silent and I didn't really know what to make of it. And the next morning I thought, well, what I can do is I can check the...
The video footage.
Yeah, show my footage to see exactly what happened. And sure enough, at 12:59, this old man approached the front door slowly.
Yeah.
He rang the bell. You can see me open the door and you can see the man coming into the house.
You're kidding.
So now, Clinton, it's all stopped. We don't get any banging on the door. We don't get any ringing, nothing. But my concern
is
that
he's in the house.
He's moved back in.
Yeah, he's moved back in.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Tarawak, and we have both got the shivers. We have both got
the shivers. I'm actually shaking like a shitting dog.
Now, can you describe what he looked like? And in an ideal world, and I just want to know, have you still got the film footage?
I have.
And what does he look like?
What do I look like?
Keep up. What does the man, the ghostly man, look like?
He's about 5'5".
Right.
He's got very little hair on his head.
Right.
On his head.
Yeah.
He's wearing like an old red tank top.
An old red tank top. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of buttoned at the middle. He's got this big beer gut.
Big beer gut. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing on his feet, which I thought was bizarre.
Bare feet.
Bare feet.
Hell, that would scare me already. You know, bare feet. Now, on the footage, when he breezes past you, this old man, you couldn't see anything. You just felt the wind.
Just felt the wind. Felt and smelt the wind.
And in the video, are you going, oh, what's this? I mean, do you see you looking at the barefooted man?
Yes. The way the camera is positioned at an angle, you can see the door opening, you can see my expression.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, whilst you can't see any wind, the man kind of disappears into nothing, and you can see that I'm kind of taken a bit aback.
I would like to see this footage. And I tell you something else I would like, Michael. If you can send me that footage, we can put it on this Patreon site and people can pay money to see it.
Wow.
And that can be offset against what clearly the value of your house, which is going to drop in St Albans. I know that's sort of thing you're very interested in there. No, don't tell the estate agent there's been a ghost in there, otherwise you will be in trouble. I know that a number of houses where you live were built on an old burial ground, two up, 420 down. And I went to a pub near there. I don't know, what's that pub, the True Lover's Knot? Is it round there? And that is built on an old pet cemetery. And that's true, because you want to try the f***ing pies. Listen, mate...
I feel like you're trying to make light of this situation.
Yes, I am really trying... Look, you don't have to tell me. None of this really spooks me, because I live with these spirits day by day.
So you say I have to just get he's living here now, or...?
What I'm suggesting to you is that you send me the video and I will examine it, and we'll put it out for people to examine, and it will be absolutely fascinating. But more than that, it will be lucrative, because I'll have to pay more to see it. And I'll split it with you, your poor wife, and the homeless man with no shoes on.
Maybe
not the last two, but I'll have it anyway.
Yeah, as long as I'm cutting on this, Clinton, obviously, you know.
Can you send it in to me?
Of course I can.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. This wonderful man, Michael, is going to send in real footage of a real vagrant ghost. Thank you very, very much, Michael.
Thank you for your help, Clinton.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Not case. Well, thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time. And don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.